Will you survive Filipino food, mukbang? Jollibee, you order the classics. Chicken Joy with gravy. Jolly Spaghetti Peach Mango Pie. Pineapple juice. First bite crispy outside, juicy inside. And the gravy? They flood the chicken with gravy like it's a swimming pool. Spaghetti is sweet, but surprisingly yummy. Peach Mango Pie, golden crispy shell. You bite, boom, hot sweet mango inside. Next stop, Manganazal. The chicken arrives glowing orange. Then the waiter asks the dangerous question, more rice? The table becomes a mountain of rice bowls. You pour the chicken oil over the rice. You understand why Filipinos love this place. But the final boss of this level arrives. Halo Halo, which literally means mix mix. It looks like a purple snowstorm. You walk into a busy Filipino street at night. Smoke everywhere. People crowd around a grill. And you see sticks of mysterious things cooking. Isaw, chicken intestines, grilled until crispy. You dip it in vinegar. Crunchy, smoky. Next stick, Betamax. Not the old videotape. It's grilled chicken blood, tubed, dark, slightly terrifying, but locals eat it like popcorn. You take a bite. Surprisingly, it tastes like smoky tofu. Then comes the ultimate street food champion, sisig sizzling pork chopped tiny pieces, mixed with onions, chili, calamansi. It arrives on a burning hot plate. You hear the sizzling sound. That sound means only one thing. This is perfect with Red Horse. Strong Filipino beer. Next stop, vegan empanada. Orange crispy shell. Inside, egg longanisa papaya, crunchy outside, savory inside. Someone says, try sinigay, a soup famous for its extreme sour flavor, made with tamarind. One sip, your face collapses, your eyes squint, your brain resets. But after a few bites, it becomes addictive. Someone places a small egg in front of you. This is balut, a fertilized duck egg. Yes, there's a tiny duck inside. You crack the shell, first you drink the soup, then the egg, then the duck. Crunch, silence. Your brain doesn't know what to do. But locals say, it's delicious. Then a surprising dish appears. Frog adobo, cooked in soy sauce, vinegar, and garlic. It tastes like chicken, but softer. Then another crunchy snack arrives. Kamaru field crickets, deep fried with garlic and soy sauce. They crunch like tiny chips. Filipinos eat them while watching TV. Need protein? This is abuos, ant eggs and larvae. They're cooked with tomatoes and onions. They look strange, but the taste? Buttery, creamy, almost like scrambled eggs. Next comes Lucot salad, seaweed harvested from the ocean, mixed with tomatoes and vinegar. Fresh, salty, like eating the sea. Then soup number 5. This soup is made with bull organs. But wait, it gets worse. Someone hands you a plate. These are coconut worms. They wiggle. They stare at you. Locals eat them raw. You close your eyes and eat. It tastes like buttery shrimp. You visit Palawan. This dish is legendary. Tamilon, also known as woodworms. They live inside mangrove trees, long, slimy, eaten raw with vinegar. You pick one up. It looks like a tiny alien. You dip it in vinegar. Everyone is watching. You eat it. But the flavor says, ocean oyster. Congratulations. You just defeated the final boss of Filipino food.